KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
It's Friday, and it's time for our financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, and I'm excited to stay on this theme of college, you know, education funding, and it's been a fun topic.
Yeah, you know, and it's just one of those expenses. You know, we often talk about your mortgage and your car, you know, those big ticket items, but I think this is one that really, it doesn't fall through the cracks because we do it, but it's not something we often focus on how to best do it. And I'm glad that we've done this. And we've mentioned for the last couple weeks when we've talked about student loans or just, you know, paying for tuition essentially, and student loans being one of them, but that there would be content put up on the website at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, and the video's been posted.
Yeah, and we've talked the last couple of Fridays about this topic, but there's a much more comprehensive overview of college funding on the website now, as you said, on the Insights tab. It's a 45-minute long video, and it covers everything from, you know, preparing for college by saving and then grants and financial aid, the FAFSA form, which can, you know, throw some people off, student loans, and then repaying those student loans. And I thought we'd touch on that a little bit today. But so you don't have to watch the full 45 minutes. We've got that broken up into segments, and you can kind of scan through. So depending on where you might be or your child might be on their college journey, if you just want to, maybe you've got a two-year-old at home and you want to just learn about saving for college right now, we've got that. And if you've got a 26-year-old that's out of school and paying student loans, we've got some introduction to concepts there. So it's a really wonderful video no matter where you are on that spectrum.
And a reminder to our listeners, it's a no-cost resource to you at any time, whether it's on this topic or many other topics covered that you'll find on that Insights tab. But, Brian, we press on today considering more about paying for tuition.
Yeah, so last week we talked about the three primary ways people pay for college, which is they either save for it and have the money in the bank. They second could get grants and scholarships, which is wonderful. And then third, you fill in the gap, the remainder often with student loan debt or student loans. And there's been lots of negative press about student loans. They're kind of amazing thing for the right people that you can borrow money with advantageous terms to get an education. It's a great thing, but it's often abused or just people can get taken advantage of. So the last segment I thought we'd talk about today, and we can dive further into this next week, Steve, when you and I are together for a full hour. But, you know, this idea of repaying for loans. And one of the first concepts there is that there are student loan repayment options. Sometimes they're what's called income-driven repayments, where rather than do a traditional loan like a mortgage or a car loan, where they say, okay, you owe $20,000 on this car, you're going to pay it over 5 years, there's an interest rate, here's your payment. Income-driven repayment plans are an interesting option for a lot of folks where basically, depending on your income, you pay a certain amount per month and for a certain period of time. And either at the end of that time period, the loan could be paid off. But if it's not, after that period, the rest of the loan could be forgiven. And there's four or five different programs around this right now. And which one's right for you can be very different from one family to the next. But it could be a good option for folks who have a lot of debt and are coming out of school, maybe an educator or someone who doesn't have a great income day one. This could be a way that you create a manageable payment schedule. The one thing we do run into as believers is, you know, the Bible calls us to pay back our debts. I think of in Romans 13, it says to owe no man anything but to love one another. We're not supposed to skip out on our debts. So there is a philosophical or ethical issue for some people on whether or not these loan repayments are the right thing, either as a believer or just as a culture. Should we be forgiving people's debts? And I'll let each person sort of deal with that on their own. I certainly have some opinions there, but there are programs out there that I think a lot of people don't ever really research or pursue that could relieve some of that student loan pressure.
Brian, as I listen to you walk through that, a question that pops up, and maybe I missed it, but so is it based, the income-based payment, is it percentage of your income? And if so, you know, how does that work when, you know, your income even week to week could change?
Yeah, so it's based on your annual income. So you report based on your tax return, what your income might be.
Okay.
And then that's variable too, right? The more money you put, for example, in a pre-tax retirement plan, that makes your income look lower. So there's techniques to actually drive your income lower. It's also a reason that sometimes a married couple might file separately rather than jointly, so that one person in that couple could look lower income. So let's say I'm a teacher and my spouse is a doctor and I've got student loans and her income's really good and mine is really low. I might not want to file a joint return with that spouse. So there's a lot of nuance to this. And our guest speaker for the webinar that we record, his name is Joseph Schmidt. This is his expertise. He's a certified student loan expert, basically. It's called a student loan professional. And he provides this analysis for individuals and couples who are, you know, trying to figure out the best way to manage their student loan debt. And he does that as a real passion because he saw so many of his peers coming out of college that were just set behind, you know, set back by the burden of student loan debt.
Well, as you mention that, what comes to mind is another reason to consider an advisor that is, adept at dodging, parrying, weaving through all of the different options, instead of walking through, although you can walk through it yourself, but, going to get an advisor and, you know, which involves a cost, but, in the long run, that may end up, saving money, as you find the best options to, cover, the debt that's created by, you know, education, tuition. So yeah. I do want to remind the listener that the 45-minute video has been posted at Insights, the tab at johnmoore.com, a no-cost resource that's available to you. Brian, looking forward to diving in a little deeper. And I anticipate if we're spending an hour, we may even review some of what we covered just in the last couple weeks.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. And one thing I wanted to mention, you talked about possibly saving some money. So Joseph charges a few hundred dollars to do a student loan analysis. We went through one scenario where the student loan repayment schedule that he recommended and constructed for the co-client that we were working with was over $40,000 in savings. So,
right.
You know, it's an area where a lot of people, they don't know what they don't know. So yeah. Getting with an expert in this area can be so helpful, especially if you're really feeling the weight of those loans. If they're setting you back in regards to your personal financial journey, you know, you can't give, you can't save, you're just buried in this debt, as some young people are coming out of school. Great opportunity here for some extra knowledge and wisdom, watching the video and then possibly engaging a professional to help coach you.
Yeah, and not just for school loans, but for, you know, life, money management, and learning to be good stewards of what God has given to us, really is His for us to steward. So, and I thank you for that reminder on a regular basis as well, Brian. We've been doing our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, we'll do this again next week, but for the full hour.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.